91X News.
It's minus two with overcast at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver. The Harper government faced a barrage of criticism in the House of Commons for plans to reform old age security. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says the system will be there for those who need it, and the government is keeping its promise not to cut transfer payments to either the provinces or seniors.
We've been very clear that as we reduce the deficit, we're not cutting transfers to either provinces or individuals. At the same time, Mr. Speaker, everybody understands that there are demographic realities that do threaten the viability of these programs. Over the longer term, we will make sure that these programs are funded and viable for the future generations that will need them.
New Democrats say they are prepared to do battle with the Harper government over planned changes to pensions. The suggestion has been a hot button for both the opposition and on-radio call-in shows. Deer hunting season is coming to a close in Ontario, but a rising number of hunters have turned their sights towards other game.
Hunting in Ontario has been on the rise, and this year was no different. In 2011, over 18,000 students took the Hunter Safety Course. That number has gone up each of the past 10 years. Ontario Federation of Fishers and Anglers Leslie Goodwin says it is not only deer that have been in the target.
They hunt bear, moose, and deer for big game, and many also enjoy small game hunting.
Woods and Water Master Taxidermist Robert Goudreau says that this year marked an increase in bear hunting.
A lot of bears. Bear numbers are certainly overpopulated. We get a lot of bear rugs to get done and bear heads, so that's another increasing number, and I did get a lot of waterfowl this year as well.
Goudreau says women are the fastest growing group of hunters. Matthew Kerr, 91X News.
A reactor at a nuclear plant in northern Illinois has shut down after losing power. Exelon Nuclear says steam is being vented at its Byron generating station to reduce pressure. Plant operators say the unit is safe. They declared an unusual event at 10:18 a.m. Monday when Unit 2 shut down after losing power from an off-site source. They say the facility's generators are providing power to equipment. Officials say Byron Station is designed to vent steam in the event of a power loss. They say the steam contains low levels of tritium, a radioactive isotope, but not at unsafe levels. Officials say engineers are investigating why the unit lost off-site power, while Unit 1 continues to operate normally. Byron Generating Station is about 152 kilometers northwest of Chicago. Ontario Health Minister Deb Matthews says she wants more procedures performed outside of hospitals when possible to help lower costs. But Matthews says she has no specific ideas on exactly what procedures would be better done in not-for-profit clinics instead of more expensive hospitals.
If we can get high quality at a lower cost, take pressure off hospitals so they can use those operating rooms for procedures that do need to be done in hospital, then this is the way to go. I'm not going to speculate on what those specific procedures might be, but I do know that we've got some opportunities here.
The Ontario Progressive Conservatives say the governing Liberals have had 8 years to determine which procedures would be better performed in clinics instead of hospitals. Ontario's civilian police watchdog will not reopen an investigation into the arrest of a G20 protester after a report said officers used unnecessary force. The Office of the Independent Police Review Director looked into the arrest of Adam Nobody in June 2010 during a summit of world leaders in Toronto. A 47-year-old miner is dead after an accident at Vale's Coleman Mine in Levac. The company says the employee was injured Sunday afternoon when material from a development heading displaced. Belleville City Council has endorsed a resolution that could see more cash in the pockets of those benefiting from Ontario Works. The resolution, which comes from the City of Kingston, would see an additional $100 granted to those on social assistance. City Councillor Pat Culhane says with the rising cost of living, an upgrade to social assistance is needed.
People are not going to have job security. They're not going to have what the people of my generation enjoyed and expected. Then we have to put a hand out. We have to do the best we can to help the next guy.
The additional funding would come from the provincial government if it approves the resolution. The Quinte Sports Center's roof will be starting producing power and money for the city of Belleville soon. Mayor Neil Ellis says the installation of solar panels on the roof is now done. When Belleville completes all of its solar panel projects, they will produce an annual revenue of $500,000. A Lancaster man caught with child pornography has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. 41-year-old Andreas Antonopoulos pleaded guilty last year to a single count of possession of child porn with the intent to sell or distribute. He was caught during an undercover child porn investigation last February, where officers seized a computer and several CDs with images of child sexual abuse. He'll be on probation for 3 years, and he is not allowed to access a computer for 15 years and can't be in the company of children for 5 years following his release. Tim Hortons has upsized its hot cup drink size. Cups. A new extra large weighs in at a massive 24 ounces. Taylor Renkema has the story.
A large double-double is still $1.60 and still the same amount of coffee, but it's now called a medium. The old medium is now a small, and the old small is now the extra small. Tim Hortons employee Sarah says students aren't sure what to think of the changes.
The students either love or hate the new cups. It's really confusing to get the sizes right, but all they've done is add a new size.
Tim Hortons changed their cup sizes last week, and even employees are still having trouble keeping things straight. Taylor Renkema, 91X News, Belleville.
Staff and students are advised to keep the new cup sizes in mind to avoid an overdose of the caffeine jitters. That's 91X News to 506. Tim Bayer has sports next.
All right, team, that was great. If we keep this up, we'll make it to the finals.
So, Dad, how about a reward? You could take us out for lunch.
You got it. It's pizza time at Brenda's Pizza Factory. I can feed the entire team delicious, healthy homemade food without breaking the bank. What do you say, boys?
Brenda's Pizza Factory, with three locations to serve you. In Belleville, call 968-3336, and in Napanee, 354-3000.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Baer with 91X Sports. The Lancers volleyball teams had a strong weekend, collecting three of a possible four wins at home. Christine Hosler has the story.
The men's and women's volleyball teams had a busy weekend, battling with the Algonquin Thunder on Saturday and the Lassitee Coyotes on Sunday. The women lost their first game in a close match against the third-place Thunder before returning to the floor Sunday to beat the Coyotes. Rookie Jenny Richardson says even though she's got lots of kills, that's not what keeps them winning.
I guess half of them be our blocking. Like, when we all block, it's like no one can stop us.
The men won both their games over the weekend, which included handing the Thunder its first loss of the season. Kyle Donnan, an OCAA Athlete of the Week, says his team plans to keep it up.
The rest of our goal is to go undefeated for the rest of the semester and finish third in the East, so that way we can host a crossover with the sixth place team from the West.
Both teams sit fourth place in the East region. Christine Hosler, 91X Sports.
It's a big game tonight in Coburg as the Wellington Dukes come to town. The Cougars are only 1 point behind Wellington as the two teams try to keep pace with the first place Trenton Golden Hawks. The Dukes head into the game 5 points behind Trenton. The game starts in less than 2 hours at the Coburg Community Center. The Napanee Raiders are looking to gain some ground in the Empire B Junior C League. The Raiders have won three straight but still sit 20 points back of the league-leading Picton Pirates. They host the Campbellford Rebels tonight, who have lost three straight. Puck drop is in about 2.5 hours at the Strathcona Paper Center. The Toronto Argonauts have a new commander at the helm. Chris Rudge was named executive chairman and chief executive officer of the Argos today. He replaces former president Bob Nicholson. Rudge says he embraces the new challenge.
I have lots of energy. I thrive on exciting challenges and opportunities. I've spent my life fixing businesses that had challenges like this. I think you always, when you're a business leader, you don't want to ever take any over anything that's at the top. You know, all you can do is slip back a little bit.
Rudge is also chairman of the 100th Grey Cup Festival to celebrate the CFL championship being played in Toronto in November. Toronto Maple Leafs center Mikhail Grabowski was recognized by the NHL for a fine week on the ice. Grabowski was named the league's first star of the week after scoring 5 points in two games. Nashville Predators goaltender Pekka Rinne picked up second star honors by posting a goals against average of 1 and a .961 save percentage. Ottawa Senators captain Daniel Alfredsson took home the third star by scoring 2 goals in 2 games. He also had 2 goals and added an assist for his team in the All-Star game in Ottawa yesterday. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan with 91x weather.
Tonight, cloudy, snow beginning early this evening, around 5 centimeters, steady near -3. Tuesday, snow ending in the morning, then cloudy. 30% chance of rain showers late in the afternoon, and a risk of freezing rain in the morning, high of +5. Wednesday will be cloudy, warming up a bit with a low of +4 and a high of +5. At 5:10, it's -2. I'm Keenan Weaver with Tim Bayer. 91X News on air and online at 91X.fm. That's it for news today. We'll have more tomorrow.
This is 91X, CJLX,
91.3 FM,
Belleville.